You hear that, Ray? I think she wants a motive. Did Scream have a plot?
No.
Did I Know You Did Last Summer make any sense?
Don't think so!
And what about the sequel? What the hell is with that fat white Jamaican
kid? I want to kill that motherfucker. Too, man.
It's bad casting, Bobby.
Welcome to What the Nostalgia Podcast, the podcast where we go back and review movies from our formative years on up to our late teens. At the end of the podcast, we ask ourselves, were we looking at the content through rose-colored lens, or is it as nostalgic as before? We're your host, Jarrell.
And I'm Jamel.
And this is What the Nostalgia. Now, normally, Jamel, I would ask you what movie we're reviewing, but from that clip, I think, you know, we can tell, but you can go into it still.
All right. Today we have Scary Movie. This was released July 7th on the year 2000. It was directed by Kenan Ivory Wayans. For the cast, we have Anna Faris as Sydney, Marlon Wayans as Shorty, Sean Wayans as Ray, Regina Hall as Brenda, Sharon Elizabeth as Buffy Gilmore, and John Abrams as Bobby. Now, for the box office numbers, they had a budget of $19 million, and they grossed over $278 million worldwide.
Wow.
Major. Yep.
Major
big hit, man.
Major hit.
For sure, man.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about it. Let's get into the initial thoughts of this film, bro. You know, starting off, I'm just going to let you know, or let the audience know, like, I've had it up to here with this film, you know, so far. This is, what, maybe our third or fourth time trying to review this film? Various things.
like a third attempt, man, giving it a shot.
Which really means that's like my 10th time having to watch the movie, because I always got to watch it like twice, or at least two times, to try to get it out the way. This is like the hardest thing that we've had to do. This is like the hardest thing I've had to do in my life.
I concur.
Like Andy Bernard said on The Office, man, I haven't had a very hard life. Like, you know, but this has been... I mean, I think the first time we tried to review this movie was like 8 months ago.
Man, it was a minute ago.
Maybe that's even longer. That's how many occurrences we kept having in with the recording. But
yeah,
hopefully.
And see, the thing is, man, you would think it wouldn't be like that with a film like this, a comedy film. You would think it would be all right to watch it over and over again, but I quickly learned that's not the case, especially with this one.
No. Yeah, it definitely depends on the comedy. So,
right.
Yeah, this has been tough, and this is going to be another tough review because, again, we literally did this like three or four times already. So it's like, what can you say?
Exactly. And as from the setup, even in the film, they were saying, what was the plot? Like, was there any plot to this at all? And there really wasn't.
Exactly. And that's the approach we're taking with this particular review.
Pretty much.
Yeah, there's really no structure. There's really no plot to it at all. We're just going to try to get through it the best that we can, because this movie did a number on me, man. It's starting to take psychological effects on me.
See the audience, for you guys out there listening that's faithful to us, we appreciate y'all, but you got to see how much we love y'all, you know, to put us through this torture watching this film 3-4 times, for Jarrell 10 to 15 times. This is how much we want to get this product out there to y'all, man.
Yeah, hey, we trying, man, we trying, so.
For sure.
You want to go ahead and just go ahead, man?
Yeah, we can get into it, man. So I think the main thing for this film is the opening, man. I mean, because it matches to me, like, throughout the whole film, this probably matches, like, closely, I guess, with the actual screen film, which is the opening. But it's very exaggerated the way they do it. I mean, being a parody film, I guess that's something that you have to do. I think that the opening scene of Scream is kind of iconic in a way for a horror film. So it was really only right for them to take it, you know, and kind of do their own thing with it in this one.
Exactly. Again, just the opening and, of course, the film in general, we know is, we know the parodies of it. Yeah, we know this is primarily spoofing the movie Scream. So that was good. Again, that was a good set for us to have back to back the movie Scream and Scary Movie. Yeah, and you see the craziness happening right out the gate. You see everything that we criticized in Scream coming to fruition right away. The girl down. Let me see. You know, the killer is in the house at one point, and I think she looks down at the table at all kinds of weapons that she could choose. But you know, she ends up taking a banana.
Right.
I guess, you know, that got half of a, you know, smirk out of me. It wasn't really funny, but again,
that's kind of like parodying, even though it was like off of Scream, but that's kind of like a joke to like most horror films, I feel like, because you always see like they go the wrong way or they go towards the killer instead of away from the killer. So I feel like it was kind of a play off of that, like horror films in general. I think it's like mostly people that you kind of like put on your deserve to die list, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would agree with that. That would be something, where you say, wow, that what a decision to make on that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I even put, you know, the fact that she trips and the joke is like, oh, she trips and she gets up and it's a chalk outline, like. You know, so I give it its credit. But all I can say, man, to start this review off is these jokes are not nearly as funny as I thought they were 22 years later. Not nearly as funny.
I can say the same thing, but the same way.
I mean, I wish I could start recording my reaction because, like, I don't know if my face changed. Like throughout this film, but
just had a straight face the whole time.
Pretty much. And again, there's a part of me that says, oh, maybe that was just, you know, we reviewed this thing so many times and I had to watch it so many times. No, I think my face was the same the first time I watched it and the same as the 10th time that I watched it.
Nah, it had to at least change to a face of disgust at least this last time. Cause I mean, we probably, like we said from the beginning, we done watched this film 10 to 15 times. So it probably turned from like a straight face for not being funny to like just a face of disgust or just not wanting to be involved with this film again.
I did question whether or not I was going to call you up and tell you I'm done with the podcast. there was one day, like I literally was thinking like, man, if this is the future of all these movies that I'm having. And you know, I've been trashing like a lot of films on this podcast lately. And I'm like, damn, when am I going to get to one where I'm happy with it? I don't remember the last one that I was happy with. I think we had one recently. I'm forgetting. But
Rush Hour, I'll say.
Was it Rush Hour? It may have been. It might have been. But yeah, I know a lot of them I've had discussed for, but this is up there. This is one of the top disgusting films.
I can see where you're coming from, because this film, when we were younger, man, this was like gold to us, man. Like through the school halls, people were saying the lines from the film, you know, certain quotables from the film. I mean, at that time we thought it was funny, you know, and it was we held it to a high regard at that age, man. And now to like see it from an adult perspective, it's kind of like, kind of ruins your childhood a little bit. Some of the stuff you grew up on, you know?
Yeah, it did. Exactly. It really did. Yeah, that's wild, man.
But yeah, man. So yeah, they like we said, of course they got to take that opening scene because, like I said, it's kind of a classic within the horror genre. You know, the way Scream did it, so it was only right. But
hold on, I'm sorry, just stop you real quick. Again, I just this review, I just got a hit here and there on stuff that I just did not find funny. The first 30 seconds of the film, we got a fart joke in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah. And classic fart joke.
I kind of died inside. I mean, my 9-year-old self probably thought that was funny, but I almost died inside at that. And as I counted, because I was counting them at the minute mark too, there's 3 fart jokes in this movie. I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, we got 2 fart jokes in the first 22 minutes. I was like, okay, the third fart joke is at the 34-minute mark. I was like, y'all couldn't have spaced that out a little bit further? Like, yeah. 3 and 35 minutes?
Was that the, would you say that was the comedy of that time, though? Because I could be wrong, because I don't really watch too many comedies nowadays. I mean, it's not too many good ones to me nowadays, so I haven't really seen too many, but I don't really think that's a, I mean, it might be, but I don't really think it's around as prevalent today in today's comedy films as back then.
It's definitely not. What you mean it might be? It's definitely not. People know that that's not, I mean, what's the last, I can't think of recent movie, the last fart joke that I've laughed at, like, oh, they just farted. That's for the kids. That's just plain
yeah,
for the kids.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Forget that. It's not even just for the kids. That's for the 2000s. Don't bring that into the 2010s or 20s. 2020s. That's done.
Nah, I think you get a laugh out of kids with that, but it's definitely 2000s comedy for sure. I mean, that's where you're gonna see it the most for sure in 2000.
Yeah.
That's crazy to say though, because that means we grew up on fart comedy. That's all. This is our era.
I mean, yeah, that's what it was. And yeah, I'm sure that made us chuckle, but it was dumb.
That time is gone, man. Certain parts of our past childhood, I guess we really don't care about like reliving as much. I guess that's one of those. But you know, moving a little bit forward, man, I mean, this film, with any parody, I mean, it comes the scenes, but it also comes with the characters as well. And to me, you know, we'll get into it a little later, but I could say off top, as far from a character perspective, I feel like this film does it the best as far as parodying the real film, you know, as far as taking a little bit of something from everything and kind of putting it into all these characters. And a scary movie, you know. So it's a few, man. I mean, I think the one for me, just I started out for me. I think that stood out the most is probably Doofy's character, the cop, because it kind of paralleled perfectly with Dewey's character and Scream to me, you know, because he had signs in the actual film of kind of being an incompetent cop, you know, not being able to handle the job. You know, his sister not really respecting them as far as being a police officer. And they just kind of took it to the next level in this film, you know, and kind of highlighted that with the Doofy character. So I think they did well with his character. And for me, that's one of the ones that stood out the most, I got to say.
Yeah, they took him to the max with him being retarded or whatever. In the scary movie version, and you know, if you watch Scream, you feel like you can understand why they spoofed him that hard, because he was just kind of like bumbling fool a little bit. It did seem like he didn't need to necessarily be a part of that police unit or whatever. But some of the other characters, I mean, you got like we were discussing this a little bit, man, trying to figure out all the characters that were spoofed, because this movie, Scary Movie, covers more than just Scream. It covers Scream 1. I think they go into Scream 2. They go into I Know What You Did Last Summer. I think they go into I Know What You Did Last Summer 2 as well, because I think that was all before the year 2000. Trying to think of another movie that they're pulling from.
They got
Mainly
the Matrix. The Matrix is in there, scene from that. And
I mean, I'm talking characters though.
Character wise.
Yeah, they spoof other things, but you know, well, what's it called? Kind of plays a part too. I'm forgetting the movie. The Usual Suspects. That plays a part in Dewey or Doofus, whatever his name is, in this movie. What is it?
Doofy.
Yeah. That plays a part at the end. Apparently he's one of those characters as well. But they did their best, I guess. To some of the comparisons are obvious, of course. You know, Cindy is the main girl in Scream,
and, right?
But some people, again, we were talking about this. They kind of like added. They might have put like two different characters in one person, or you know. For example, the Sean Wayne's character, Ray. He was Omar Epps' character in Scream 2.
Yeah.
But I think they also tried to give him a piece of one of these characters from Scream 1. And I'm forgetting the guy's name.
Yeah, it was his name was Stu in the Scream movie. He was the other killer.
Okay, yeah. I guess
opposite of what's his name? Bobby. Was his real name Bobby in the Scream as well?
Talking about her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to
feel like it was.
Was it? I think it was Billy. It was Billy.
That's right, Billy.
Yeah, so they try to change it like that. So yeah, he's taking on, you know, some of those characters. We discussed this again, maybe on our first review. Where was the gay part coming in? What, like, I watched all those movies, but I don't know where the gay part came in. I don't know if they just added that in for just a joke, because, you know, it's the 2000s and gay is funny.
Right.
You know, that's the year
2000. I didn't get that either. I mean, I know you had brought up maybe they were just playing off of their relationship in the screen version, trying to. Because, I mean, in this film, everything is exaggerated, you know, so that could have been something that they thought of, was like, okay, we'll just add this element in to kind of make it funny, you know, add a little bit more funny to it.
I think they added that in for the effect at the end, because I guess they were trying to play, I guess they were trying to make up the fact, when you find out at the end of Scary Movie, spoiler alert, that Sean's character, Ray, and Bobby, they're like two copycat killers or whatever.
Right.
I guess they were trying to spoof Scream 1 in the fact, like, oh, the fact that y'all did this together, y'all are gay or something. Like, y'all two have to be gay. That's what I took it as.
They could have. I don't know. I didn't get that element, but like you said, I mean, this film is heavily exaggerated in a lot of ways. Some of it is pretty close to the original, but they do add some things in. So I think that was an element just to kind of add a little chuckle to it, you know. But certain parts of it was funny, you know, I can't even front.
I mean, maybe a minute of it was funny. I mean, I got a feeling you're talking about Sean Wayne's character, Ray. But let me speaking of his character though, being, you know, like I said, they went so far with it, with the gay character. Like, they just brought it out and was like, I had to take note of that as well, man. I was like, wow, so they just gonna slam all of these gay jokes in, like, in the span of 2-3 minutes. So when Ray's character gets introduced, you know, he's in the hallway and he's got a wife beater on, a yellow wife beater, and you know, he asks the dude, does his shirt make him look gay? And the guy says no, and then he ties it in a gay way. And
yeah, you know, talking about, how about now?
Yeah, so that's supposed to be a joke, and they just it just I don't know if you was paying attention, but they just start breaking it out back to back to back. Next thing you know, he's
pretty much every scene he's in, they add like some kind of gay element to him.
Yeah, like I said though, this early part though, it was like back to back to back to back within like 2 minutes. The next scene, he's with Brenda and he's complimenting her pants. Yeah, or he says something like, I would love to get in those pants or something like that. And then he's like, oh yeah, what size are they? And he's looking, you know, looking like,
yeah,
he's gonna get in them. And like 30 seconds later, they're talking about the some guy named Steve, and you think he's describing this girl. He was like, yeah, with the short hair. You think he's describing a girl at this point. Short hair, cute mouth.
Yeah, nice hair. Sister, I think.
Oh, no, I was talking about Steve or something like that.
Right.
I was like, all right. Right. I was like, okay. Then about a minute later, they're all in the car together. And he's got his hands in the dude's ass, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it was pretty excessive. Now that you're bringing that up like that, it was
back
pretty excessive.
Back to back to back to back. And then let's top it off. Play this song for me real quick. Here's a tape. and then he's jamming the It's Raining Men. I was like, all right, it's just overkill at this point. Like, we got it. All right, he's gay. And I guess he's on the down low, but like, we got it. This is not that.
But one thing I had missed, I guess, or I guess it just wasn't, I wasn't paying attention at that point. But the craziest part about it, when they get to the end, and Bobby, who is plays Sydney's boyfriend, basically tells her he's gay, and then Ray's like, I'm not gay. After all that throughout the film, at the very end, he's like, I'm not gay, and then he brings up all this stuff. Well, what about when we went here? He was like, I just wanted to go shopping. And he kept bringing up all these instances. And I was just like, I just thought that was kind of, it was kind of funny how they brought that back around at the end.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I say that paid off. But you're definitely gay, though. Like, there is no you coming back to say, I'm not gay. No, you did a lot of stuff. You did a lot of things.
And, rapidly,
you know, that's your prerogative. That's your, you know, what you want to do. But you were definitely gay. There was no, you can't claim that you're not gay after that. But
that was just another element they added for humor, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll say that, yeah, that joke paid off for him to try to claim that at the end. Tell him I'm not gay. But yeah. So you want to move on, man? You want to get into
I mean, that's pretty much the rest of the characters, pretty much straightforward, man. I mean, you had the Buffy character. She she parodied a couple people as well, I believe.
Yeah. There were a couple of ones, but I want to tell a story though. Something I read about Shorty's character.
Okay.
This was kind of interesting. I didn't know this. That Shorty is actually based off of a friend that Marlon Wayans had in real life, right? So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was reading about that. And the funny thing about the story is that, I don't know if you know of this movie, but I think it's called Requiem for a Dream. He was in this movie too. It also came out in the 2000s, in the year 2000. Came out the same year. And it's something dealing with drugs. I'm forgetting the movie. I don't know if I seen it all, but it's something dealing with drug addicts and stuff like that too. The guy who, again, that this is that Shorty was based off of, he never saw a scary movie, but he saw Requiem for a Dream. And he was mad at Marlon Wayans, apparently, and was talking like he was going to sue him because he thought he had, it was character defamation or whatever. Because Requiem for a Dream, it's a little more gritty. Like, it's really some drug addict stuff. Like, they getting into some heavy-ish in that movie.
So it's more like a drama. It's not a comedy at all.
I'm forgetting what it was. I don't think it's really a comedy. But again, I believe his character's like a junkie. So he thought that was him, him. And then I believe Marlon had to tell him, like, hey, no, that's not the character that I based you off of. And so the guy goes and watches, Scary Movie, and then now he finds that funny as hell, basically.
Oh, man. Originially he watched the wrong movie.
Exactly. And he thought that was his character. That's a wild one.
Nah, that's dope, though. That's dope.
Yeah.
But I don't know how he didn't see it, though. Like, how did he not see it? That's the crazy part to me.
Yeah, I mean, if I had a friend who was in one of the biggest movies, you know,
right,
in a blockbuster, I would have thought. Again, I don't know. I mean, apparently, again, that is based off of him. You know, Shorty is like how Shorty was in the movie. Like, he was just high out of his mind. So I don't know. Maybe that had a part. If that played a part in it, the fact that he would mix up those two. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's a wild story, man. It's a wild story. No doubt. But yeah, man. This film had a pretty good character dynamic as far as what they took from the actual films and how they placed them in this film. They, as you guys heard, they had some elements that some of it you really don't get, but then some of it is kind of spot on. So I think they did a pretty good job with that. Despite what I might feel about the overall movie, I feel like at least they did that right. You know, so when we're talking about parodies, though, man, let's get into it, man. When we speak on parody movies in general, you know, we kind of mentioned some already. You mentioned they parody, of course, Scream 2. I know what you did last summer. I think you said they do part of the second one. We got The Matrix. We also have Sixth Sense in this as well. And Blair Witch Project. So with that being said, man, with all that being within this film, how do you feel about this as far as where it stands with parody films and, you know, just, I guess, the parody genre in general?
Well, again, we spoke about this. I used to have this film probably at number one. When I think about a parody film, I thought this was the top of it. In the year 2000, I guess it would have been for me. But in the year 2022, it is down there. I mean, I got all kinds of stuff over this now. This immediately raises up Austin Powers. That's obviously better than that. But we'll see. And, you know, I don't know. Sometimes my opinions change. But as of right now, I got that over it. And then you got, you know, certain parody films that are outside of our, you know, age range that we're going to review here. But you got stuff that are kind of considered classic parodies like Airplane and, you know, that.
What would you say would be number one?
Well, I mean, I would have to go to some 70s stuff or some 60s stuff now, bro. You know, I kind of watch all ranges of film. I'll go to some Mel Brooks type films. You know, I believe Young Frankenstein, man, is a real good movie. A lot of people might be outside people's age range, but I think it came out like 1964 or something like that. Maybe something around that time. But that's up there, and then there was I think a Blazing Saddles. That was pretty crazy, crazy parody. And like I said, Austin Powers is up there. But my number one, damn, I mean, that's Yeah, that's hard to say. I don't really have it ranked right now, but those are just some of my top ones that I can think of. I can't say I have a number one. What's it called? It's gone. Scary Movie would have been my number one, but that's out of there now. So I never had a number two in mind, so I can't say.
Yeah, it was the same for me, man. This was definitely number one at that time, but I say for me now, from what I know, I say probably Tropic Thunder, man. I have to put as my number one.
Oh yeah,
that was a pretty good one, man. Pretty good one. And I mean, even with the comedy, I already know like the comedy in Tropic Thunder is way more. It's still goofy, has an element of being goofy, but it's way more mature at the same time than the Scary Movie film. So Tropic Thunder definitely stands at that number one spot for me, I gotta say.
Tropic Thunder, yeah, I was forgetting that was a parody. I don't know what specifically it parodies or if it's just like a parody of the genre. Sometimes you got movies like that don't parody.
I think it was kind of parodying off like war films in general. It might have had some specific movies within it. I just gotta do research on that to find out.
You know, looking through some of this list, man, you know, we still got some. I mean, the one thing I'll raise over this, over Scary Movie, I'll go back to the Wayans, that Don't Be a Menace. I'm gonna put that over this now.
I actually had wrote that one down. I forgot to mention that one.
Don't Be a Menace. You got a couple of things that are parodies that you don't really realize. I mean, you just kind of thinking of it in a comedy sense, but something like an Undercover Brother, that's a parody.
That's another good one.
That black exploitation, I guess, era.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, that's.
What about Pootie Tang, man? Would you throw that in there?
What is that a parody of?
I thought it was just like a parody off a genre, kind of like Undercover Brother in a way.
No. What genre is that? What genre is that parody? That's just a crazy character, bro. That's not no parody.
Oh, okay.
That's just a crazy.
I'm today's years old. I thought it kind of fell in that genre.
I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think that's a parody. I think that's just somebody came up with a quirky character and said, let's put it in a. Yeah, I mean, that started out with, I believe, Chris Rock. He debuted that character on some show or something like that. That's the same as, don't know, maybe, you know. That's in the lane of, man, I'm trying to think of those two guys. What's the that 90s movie with Michael Myers in it, where he was playing like this rock star with his friend? You remember what I'm thinking of?
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name of it. Wayne's World,
yeah. That's how I more so see that. Just a character that somebody developed on the show and said, oh, what if we put this person in a movie? I don't think it's a parody or anything, though.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, you're probably right. I don't know. I was picturing it that way in my head for some reason. I guess that's just how off the wall that movie was to me.
Pootie Tang.
Back in the day.
Wow, yeah, we're going to have to get to that sooner or later.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now that's going to be
wild. But yeah, man, So it's I guess you as the audience listening can kind of imagine where our ratings is going to go with this, because we already dropping it from number one parody movie all time to unknown at this point. So
out of the top 100 for me.
I wouldn't go that far. I don't know. But I will say as we were coming up with trying to do this review again, you know, I was looking into Scary Movie 2, man, and a lot of people say that one was better than the original, even though Marlon Wayans himself said he thought it sucked, but a lot of people said Scary Movie 2 was better, man, like the census of it. And I went back and kind of watched some clips. I was like, I can kind of see why people would say that. I didn't watch it fully, but I can kind of get why people think that.
I'm going to say something. It I do believe it is. I watched that too kind of recently. I do believe it is just slightly better, but I believe they're both dumb. I believe the best scary movie is Scary Movie 3 that had Anthony Anderson and Kevin Hart in there.
Yeah.
1 and 2 kind of was dumb. Again, 2 was good for the time. But 2001, yeah, I'm sure I laughed with it, but it's also stupid now. But at least I'm able to still somewhat laugh at Scary Movie 3.
Yeah.
But can we talk about how progressively worse it got? Like, I don't know if you've seen all the scary movies, but they
got bad. I kind of already figured that. I think I've seen like the first three, and that's about it. You know, you're right though. It got worse and worse, and I think that's what kept me from watching all of them. Man, it was just the same old dumb jokes. Just, you know, what, they really literally started parodying anything.
Yeah,
at one point. So.
Exactly. That's the bad part. They just started. It got away from horrors, and they just started parodying all type of pop culture crap. It didn't have nothing to do with nothing, and you just like, all right, what are we doing now? And then they really went off the walls, these people, and started doing spinoffs. And you got the, you know, the hero movie and the Meet the Spartans,
and the disaster movie and all that crap,
dance flick. Yeah. They were just trying to cash in on the stupidest stuff, and parodies are dead to me. I'm just gonna be honest with you. I don't.
What is the last parody that was made? Like, I can't even.
Probably one of those.
That was literally the time for parody films. Like, I think it's literally done with. It's got to be.
Yeah.
I think the only time you're gonna see parody things now is in skits. That's about it. Skit shows.
I think somebody might try to bring something back, but as far as I'm concerned, though, it's definitely dead. I mean, it's just been too much.
For sure, man. Before we move into the ratings, just one quick fact, man, that I have, which kind of speaks on what you were just saying. They made all these films, but Marlon Wayans, they said that it wasn't even meant to have a sequel to it at all. So they planned on doing just that one film originally, but they made so much money at the box office, they was like, okay, well, we got a little cash cow here, so they kept it going. And that's why we ended up with, what, like 5 or 6 of them all together?
Yeah.
And then all the spinoffs as well. So yeah, I just thought that was kind of crazy.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Yep. But for me, man... Giving this a rating, I mean, I got to give it a 2.5, man. Straight no chaser, man. 2.5 for me.
2.5. Think you ever watch it again?
I mean, I'll probably eventually see it again, I'm sure, but I'm not going to watch it on purpose. I'll say that.
If something else bad happens to this review, we got to check it again.
Hopefully, man, we got to lock this one up tight. Seal it up. Package it. Do what we gotta do.
Yeah. I'm definitely putting this in the vault. Don't worry about that, man. Lord willing, I never have to watch this movie ever again. I'm going point five, and the point five is for it being great in the year 2000. I'm at least giving it its props. Like, okay, yeah, hey, we were laughing our asses off back in the year 2000 off this movie. But
it did what it was supposed to at the time.
Exactly. And you earn a 0.5 from me for that. But in 2022, man, this was horrible to sit through. I mean, I just did not laugh. These jokes are so stale. Again, the fart joke, 3 fart jokes in 35 minutes. Just a lot of outdated jokes. A lot of slapstick type comedy, just
right.
I don't know, the joke, those jokes were just for that era. It's outdated now.
Yeah, that's for sure. Nah, I ain't gonna hate on you for that rate. That's gotta be the lowest one thus far though, for sure.
It probably is. this. But yeah, man, I guess that'll do it for this review. For next week's episode, yeah, we going from the parody and hey, we getting our alien on, man. Going to Independence Day.
Yes, and, sir.
Know, it's time to get a Will Smith flick up in there. You know?
It is.
Yeah. So with that, we thank y'all for listening. We're gonna leave you with the trailer for Independence Day.
And the fire departments are asking.
It is morning.
Stay off the phone.
You wake up.
Hey, come on.
You greet your loved ones. You grab the morning paper. And although it seems like any ordinary day, it isn't. For one extraordinary reason.
Historic and unprecedented event has occurred. The question of whether or not we are alone in the universe has been answered.
This is so cool.
More ships have just arrived over India, England, and Germany.
I really don't think they flew 90 billion light years to come down here and start a fight.
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
They're using our own satellites against us. The clock is ticking.
Counteroffensive with a full nuclear strike.
Over American soil.
If we don't strike soon, there may not be much of an America left to defend.
Being exterminated.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires.
We're looking at worldwide destruction in the next 36 hours.
Oh, you can't hit nothing!
Should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
That's what I call a close encounter.